7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, relatively on the cool side, but not really, really cold. A great day for some outside work, and that would be decorating, getting the lights on while the weather is not freezing and the shrubbery are still soft, so that when you do apply the lights on them, it's a lot easier on the plant and a lot easier on you. We're going to talk about Christmas this morning, trying to help you out to get the outside decorated and to talk about the various plants that you can use for the holiday, so that if you have any questions, give us a call. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone. Call us now, 800-259-9231. We'll work together. We'll talk about your house plants, what to do for them during the holidays, because your indoor plants are going into a time now of neglect. For the next 4 or 5 weeks, a lot of us are so busy planning for Christmas and all the holidays, shopping, food preparation, entertaining. The plants tend to run into a little bit of difficulty. And, you know, if you have some questions about your houseplants, what we can do to help them to survive better, we'll help you there. And if you have questions about your property, things that happen during the year and you want to avoid, or if you need some help with your perennial garden, your vegetable garden, your flowers, your lawn, just like any other Sunday, we're here. Just call us up, talk with Don. He's ready for you. And we'll make gardening an awful lot of fun, whether it's indoors or outside. But all of the beautiful holiday plants are beginning to appear in your favorite nursery, garden center, in the greenhouses. And they really are getting to be beautiful right now. Time is changing the colors, making them more vibrant. And there are things that you need to know about the various houseplants. Which one will be better for specific homes? For example, sickleman is a plant that will do better in a home that's kept on the cool side. So if you have a family member or a friend and you want to buy them a plant and they do not have a wood stove, they keep their house on the cool side, then cyclamen will be a great plant for them. Also, Christmas cactus. That's a plant that if the house is really hot, the flowers come and they go very, very quickly. So we try and select a plant that will do better for the home where it's going. Poinsettias, on the other hand, they like it on the warm side. They do not like drafts of any type. And then you have a lot of smaller plants that are not quite as popular, but will give you some beautiful and unusual color. Plants like Christmas cherries. Beautiful plant that has a fruit that looks like the cherry tomato. Starts off with a white flower, produces green fruit, and then they eventually turn orange and then to red. There's ornamental peppers. And these peppers come in all kinds of colors. Some are purple, some are red, some have variegated foliage. So there's a lot of different things. And on your cyclamen, there are miniatures that you can buy in a 4-inch pot, something that could sit on the windowsill, or big ones that will come in a 6, 7, or even 8-inch container, a big, big, beautiful, kind of a focal point plant. And what's nice about the cyclamen is the blossoms are so unusual. They look like butterflies flying over the top of the foliage. So there's some unusual flowering plants out there. We're going to talk about that today. And if you have any questions, if you're thinking of forcing bulbs, there's still time. And a lot of the garden centers and nurseries right now are making room for the Christmas, the Christmas plants, and are selling their bulbs half off. Buy the bulbs. You can still plant. I just planted a whole bunch of bulbs this past Tuesday. Plenty of time for them to get rooted in your soil and flower for you in the spring. But if you want to force them into bloom, you can buy these bulbs at half price, pot them up into containers, give them a good drink, put them in your garage, put them in your tool shed, someplace where it's going to be out of the weather, someplace where it's going to stay cold. They will develop a root system in that container of soil, and in 10 to 12 weeks will be in bloom for you that you can bring inside the house. Small bulbs like crocus, grape hyacinth, scilla, and the miniature daffodils, if you can pot them up now, you wait 8 weeks. So December, January, around the 1st of February to the middle of February, you can go in your garage, bring in a pot of crocus, put them on your kitchen table, a little bit of heat, pop, all kinds of beautiful colors. When they're done blooming, you allow them to continue to grow for about a month so that the foliage has a chance to take the energy from the sun, use it to make energy for the bulb, to make flowers for next year. And then you take that potted bulbs, put it back in your garage. In the spring, plant it directly in your garden. And guess what? They'll come up next year at their regular time. So that you can force them into blooming earlier this year, put them in the garden in the spring, and they'll bloom next year at their normal time. And you can do this with tulips, hyacinths, daffodils, and then all of your minor bulbs. And it's really, really easy. All you need is a pot, some good potting soil, and a place where they can be cold for 10 to 12 weeks, even 8 weeks on the smaller bulbs, and you can have color during the winter. And it's easy to do. So daffodils, for example, if they came in a bag that was $10, they're now $5. You pot them up. You buy a few where to go to your florist in February or early March. You buy a pot of tulips. It's going to cost you $7 or $8, maybe even more, $10. For $5, you can make 5 pots of bulbs that you can force. It's very, very easy to do. If I can do it, you can do it. Old plastic pots that you receive, maybe some big geraniums, or maybe you receive some tulips or daffodils in the past. You save the containers. just fresh potting soil. Put your bulbs in. Give them a good drink. Put them on the floor in your garage or a tool shed. During the winter, every now and then go in, check to make sure they have plenty of moisture. If not, add some water. Leave them there. And in 10 to 12 weeks, they'll start to come through the soil. That's your signal to bring them inside the house. Or write it down on a calendar. And you can enjoy beautiful flowers in the middle of winter. How can you beat that? Okay? So call us, 800-259-9231. We'll work together so that you have a great holiday. It's also the time that your local garden center has bulbs like paper whites. Now, if you're going to grow paper whites and you want to do it more than once, buy your paper whites now. Use the ones that you want to force, and the ones that you're going to force later, they need to be kept cold. Put them in the vegetable crisper. That will keep them cold. If you don't, the buds inside will dry out and you'll only have foliage. So store them in there until you're ready to force them. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Have you recovered from all your turkey yet?
Questionable, Paul. It was a lot of turkey. I may never recover.
I mean, it's a wonderful holiday, but boy, do you eat. Oh, isn't it amazing?
It is amazing. It truly is. The vast sum of food that I ate was impressive, to say the least.
Luckily, they stagger these holidays, so we have a chance to recover between them.
I have a whole month before I feel like this again.
Oh, God. It's a fun time with the family and everything, but boy, do we eat.
That's true.
And the thing you can't not taste everything, because if everybody brought something and they said, did you taste my bean casserole? You have to have it.
That's true.
So everybody gets a little taste.
It's only polite.
It's only polite, right. Who do we have up for us this morning, Don?
All right. Up first, we have Karen from Massachusetts, who has a question about bulbs.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I have two bulb questions.
Yes.
The first question is, last spring I bought from a nursery a Peruvian daffodil, and
yes.
It's really neat looking. So I dug it up, and I forgot exactly where it was, and I sliced into it a little bit, and it looks like an onion. I don't know if I'm going to lose it. I wrapped it in newspaper. And then the same with my calla lily, but I hand dug. I didn't use my shovel. And when I found the bulb, it was huge. It was the size of a small frisbee with like four babies attached to it. I wrapped that in newspaper. Should I have broken the babies off, or do I do that when I plant it in the spring? And am I going to lose my Peruvian daffodil?
The plants that have made little runners, little babies on the side, right now it's like a sealed unit. So if you break it and the bulb has to lay dormant from now until spring, where you break them, moisture is going to escape and the little baby will probably dry out. So leave it intact as one unit until spring. And then in the spring, you can cut it and make four new plants with that. Now, I would prefer that you, instead of newspaper, newspaper is good, but if you could get either some potting soil that's dry or some peat moss that's dry to store it in, it would do much better, because the peat moss would be in contact covering all of your Peruvian daffodil and all of your callas, and that way the air can't get to it. Wrapped in newspaper, the air can basically enter at any point in that bulb, and the bulb will dry out a lot easier. And what I've done with mine, my wife loves calla lilies. I like cannas. I put them in my fish pond. So what I do is they're grown in a pot. I bring it, wait till the frost hits them. I cut off the top, and I leave them in that pot during the winter. In the spring, I knock them out of that container, and then I repot them into a larger container. So if you have some empty pots at the house, just get some dry potting soil, repot them. Do not add water. So the potting soil or the peat around it will hold the moisture in the bulb, and then set them on the floor in your basement because the floor is cold, and that will prevent it from sprouting. So the potting soil or the peat or compost will act to keep the moisture away from the bulb so that it doesn't dry out. And then put a sheet of newspaper on top of it. Never plastic, because plastic doesn't breathe. And what would happen is the moisture coming out of the peat or the bulb will hit the plastic, condensate, and then drip down. Then you'd run into a problem. Okay? So get some pots, dry soil, a little soil on the bottom, put your bulbs in, cover them with soil, sheet of newspaper right on the floor in the basement, as far away from your furnace as possible, and just leave them there. And then in mid to late March, bring them upstairs, add water, give them a little head start on growing, and you'll have a jump on the season, which means that the bloom will come earlier. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call, Karen.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to Castlebar,
from that to County Clare. Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun, but don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract the good birds. Cheap Cheese contains fillers like Milo, cracked corn, and millet. Great if you want morning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends with raisins, cherries, cranberries, and tree nuts. Also the only bird food with vitamins, electrolytes, minerals. That's Wild Delight.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Pat from Massachusetts, who has a question about a vine.
Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good, and you, Pat?
Very well. And you had a good Thanksgiving, I take it.
Oh, we ate too much turkey. We had a great time with all the relatives. It was fun.
Oh, that's excellent. I have a couple of questions. It's clematis vine. I don't know if you pronounce it clematis or clematis, but the purple flowers.
Yes.
In the vine. I never know if I'm supposed to cut off the dead wood, or if I leave it there, because I see some people leave the vine with the dead wood, and let the new growth go over that. So I never know if I should cut it back and when to cut it back, and I don't know what to feed it or when to feed it.
Okay. Clematis is a wonderful flowering vine, and there are small flowering varieties, medium flowering varieties, and then the new hybrids that will get up 4, 5, 6 inches in diameter. Now, clematis is a plant that loves the sun, but the roots of the plant need to be cooled. And the most delicate part of the clematis is from the ground up about 4 to 5 inches. That is the place where if the clematis is exposed to the sun, you can have a problem, especially during the winter. So I always tell everybody, if you're planting a clematis on a light pole, you should be able to plant something that's going to be evergreen in front of it to shade that stem. If you're not able to, then get a brick, just a regular old brick, stand it on end, and put it so that it's on the south side of the stem. And that way, when the sun hits the plant, it hits the brick. The brick creates shade for the stem. And during the winter, there's no fluctuation in temperature. It stays cold the whole time. During the summer, it doesn't get real, real hot. So the fluctuation is a lot less. And that makes a big, big difference. Clematis also loves a sweet soil. And you should be adding lime or wood ash to the clematis plant every single year. 2 or 3 handfuls. Just spread it all the way around the light pole. Scratch it into the soil a little bit. And that will really improve the quality of the plant and the flowers. So sweet soil, a general purpose fertilizer like Plant Tone, which is a neutral fertilizer. And then pruning. If you look at your plant, let's say it's been in there 3 years, 4 years, maybe even 5 years, and in the early spring, you're seeing a lot of new growth, but there's a lot of dead. And I worked with a woman from England. And in England, clematis is a very, very popular vine. And she told me that every 3, 4, 5 years in the spring, she would cut it right down to the ground. Take it right out. About 3 inches from the soil line. Cut it. Pull everything off of her light pole. Start from scratch. And the root system of that clematis is mature. And it would come right up to the top of the light pole in no time at all. And it was absolutely beautiful. That way she got rid of the old foliage, the old and dead sticks. Because it's wrapped around and wrapped around and twisted, you may be cutting what you think is a dead branch in the middle, but on the far end, it's still alive. So she always told me, lime it heavy, feed it in the spring, put some mulch around it to keep the ground uniform, put the brick, and when you see that it's really big and there's a lot of dead, in March, cut it to within 2 inches of the soil, pull it all off, it will come right back and it'll be beautiful. So, you know, it's like house cleaning. You've got to clean it to keep it in good shape. Thank you, Pat. We appreciate that phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Maria from Maine, who has a question about rhododendrons.
Maria, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Parent. A quick question. I have 2 rhododendrons, and I noticed yesterday, I guess I wasn't very observant in the summer, one of them has little holes like somebody took a hole punch and punched them all over, and I didn't know what kind of bug might be doing that.
Okay, and it's more on the edges of the leaf.
Yes.
Okay, that is an insect called Ataxis vine weevil, and Ataxis is your common everyday spreading yew. And it's an insect that came up as far as Connecticut, Rhode Island about 10 years ago and was thriving in the yew fields as the ewes were dug and shipped all over New England, this particular insect came along with the root ball before the growers knew what was going on. And it's, you're right, it looks like a paper punch right around the margins of the leaf. And it's an insect that spends the winter at the base of your plant, stays there during the daytime, and at night comes out of the ground, climbs up the plant, and eats the new growth of the plant. And you'll notice in the early spring, all of the growth looks beautiful. And when it first comes out, it's almost sticky. That insect will not touch it. Once the leaf loses that stickiness, begins to get firm, and goes from the pale green to the dark, dark green, that's when this little beetle-type insect comes out of the ground. And you'll need to use an insecticide that you can put around the plant. Now, what we used to use was something called diaznon. And diaznon was taken off from the shelf because they found that it lasted too long in the ground. And we haven't had anything to replace diaznon for almost 10 years now. Next spring, there is a new product made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, and it's a product that contains the number eight. And you're going to be able to put this around your rhododendron, and it will kill the Taxus vine weevil in the ground so that it's not able to come up and eat the foliage of your rhododendron. And as we get to that time span, I will be reminding you. But for now, it's fine. I mean, it does make some of the attractiveness of the plant it loses some of that attractiveness. But finally, we have something that you can put down. And I can't remember the name of the product. I'll try and look it up for you. But it is going to replace diaznon. And at the various trade shows, everybody, I think, was really, really excited about this because there are a lot of soil insects that we have not been able to stop. And now, with this new product, it will solve the problem. And it can be used now on, if you have broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and the plant wilts and it collapses. There's an insect called root maggot, and it looks like a little worm-type maggot that will attack the cold crop vegetables, and diaznon was what you use. Well, we haven't had anything. Also, for those of you that grow potatoes, if you had the little worm that was going into your tuber while it was growing, we had nothing to use. This product will take care of that tuber to control nematodes, and that's been a very serious problem. But this new product will solve that also. And again, in the spring, I'll tell you about it when the time comes. So just relax. Everything is fine, and there finally is a cure for that problem. Now, if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Give Dawn a call. We're going to work together, and like Maria and Pat, we're going to prevent problems in the future with the new technology that's coming in the springtime. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Philip from Massachusetts, who has a question about flowering vines.
Philip, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. You've helped me a lot in the past, and I bet you're going to help me right now. I have, I've got a number of pine tree stumps in a very much naturalized area of our lot. And I want to try to, rather than tear them all down, I want to try to plant some perennial or self-seeding climbing vines that are salt tolerant. Got any suggestions? I mean, I thought about the roses and so on, but I've got enough of those everywhere. I was thinking of something different.
Now, is this an area with sun or with shade?
Pretty much sun, pretty much bright sun, because some bugs a number of years ago, the ones that get into pine trees from the top, they get and they eat their way down. It was a forest, but it isn't anymore.
Okay. So everything has been cut down, and you've got these stumps sticking out that you want to grow plants on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How high are the stumps? 2 feet? 3 feet?
Some are 2 or 3 feet, and when I could get the fellow who's been helping me to do it to leave them alone, some of them are 6 or 8 or 9 feet tall. Anyway, that's
okay.
They vary in height. I was even thinking of growing cucumbers around them. Let the cucumbers vine up them, if they will. But, you know, that's not a perennial, and it's not self-seeding, I don't think.
No, that's something you'd have to replant every year. Okay, what I'd like to have you think about, honeysuckle, and you can buy honeysuckles with various colored flowers on it, and this would be a perennial, and it's something that you could put on a 3-foot stump and just grow it like a great big ball over it. Climbing hydrangea. It's a vine that you would plant at the base of it, and it will actually stick to the stump, and it will climb up. So your taller growing trees that remain, climbing hydrangea would be there. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll give you a list of a few more great vines to put on these stumps.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilt-Proof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilt-Proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Philip about some vines that he could plant on some stumps, give him a little bit of color out there. We've talked about clematis this morning, and clematis will do very well, and there's a lot of different colors and different varieties. Some are early blooming, some are mid-season, some are late blooming. And you can go to a local garden center, and they can show you what they have in the springtime. Climbing hydrangea is a little bit slower growing, but once it gets caught, it's got beautiful, it's kind of a flat hydrangea flower. It's not a ball. It's maybe like a mound. Maybe the blossom looks more like a mushroom cap than a ball, but it will stick to any surface, and it will climb up very, very high if you let it. Honeysuckle. And it will attract hummingbirds and butterflies, has a fragrant flower, and many different colors that you can choose from. Trumpet vine. Trumpet vine will make a flower, oh, maybe around 4 inches, maybe a little bit longer, maybe a little less, depending on the soil. And the flower, when it first comes out, the bud looks like a lipstick. And when the flower is fully formed, the end of it opens up, and it looks like a lily-type flower. Not as dramatic, but it will come in clusters. And this will also stick to the stump. And it's a summer blooming, various colors, and something I think you would like, silver lace vine. And the blooms look like clusters of baby's breath. And really beautiful. Different texture, different color. If you want just green, something that would be green all year, there's a plant called Euonymus vegetus. And if you're familiar with the Euonymus gold and gaiety, with the variegated foliage, Euonymus vegetus is a bigger leaf, more rounded, and stays green all year, and that will climb right up these tree stumps and give you nice green foliage all winter long. And then one of my favorites is called Euonymus coloratus. And it has an oval leaf about an inch in length, a little bit of a point on the end. And in the fall, when the temperatures start to cool off, it begins to turn kind of a burgundy color, similar to the color of your burning bush. And it will stay red from, maybe mid to late September until, let's say, early May. And then when the new growth pops, the new growth will come out a pale to medium green. And as the temperatures warm up, the red reverts back to green, and then the whole plant will be green during the summer. So Euonymus coloratus, and you would put several plants around the stump. They're smaller, and you can buy those in trays of rooted cuttings, but that would give you red color on these all winter long. So there's a lot of different things that you can use. It will really help you to have spotty color, various color shapes. Some are evergreen, some are deciduous. And with honeysuckle, trumpet vine, and hydrangea, it will attract butterflies and hummingbirds. Clematis, you'll get some insects around it, but no hummingbirds because it's not trumpet in shape. And then what you could do is, get some of these perennials planted and then take some of the stumps and plant annual that will give you color for a long period of time, like moonflower, which looks like morning glory, but they're white. And on a night that has a full moon, the white will absorb the rays of the moon and it will glow on your property. If we can help you, call right now, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.